FCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hello again, everybody. You're listening to KIIC Thunder Country, the Hall of the Sheraton Chargers. Tonight we've got a girl boy doubleheader of Sheraton versus Knoxville. Panthers and the Chargers. I'm Mark Sullivan along with Jake Schroeder. And Jake, you want to as quickly as you can introduce yourself to us?
Might be interrupted by the anthem here in a second. The 40 Knoxville tonight's visitors, we have Meredith Cunningham, Ashley Hotshed, Marissa Linger, Taylor Carter, and Ricky Hall. And starting for the Chargers tonight, Alex Showers, Emily Grismore, Miranda Davis, Kylie Bankston, and Emma Fuse.
And we
pause for the national anthem.
And we will be back after this.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square makes shopping a breeze. It's close to home, convenient parking, right on the Sheraton Square, affordable gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, young or old, male or female, whether they're hard or easy to shop for. And remember, every game, toy, and puzzle is 20% off now through Christmas. Ben Franklin, where you can always find the owners.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Mark Sullivan
and Jake Schroeder,
and we are here to bring you high school basketball girls action first tonight. It's Sheraton against Knoxville, rivalry only about 25 miles apart. County seat cities between them, and it's always a good rivalry, and it's about to get better, Jake. If everything goes the way that they expect, you'd be looking for Knoxville to possibly be joining the South Central Conference along with the Sheraton Chargers and others. Not next year, but the following year.
That's what it sounds like, Mark, and that'll definitely add to the rivalry, as you mentioned. And that's a good one, too.
Knoxville has two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior starting, so the future looks bright. Linger with the ball down in the corner to Carter. Now this is Hawkshead, who's the freshman leading scorer, 10 points a game. Sheraton in a 2-3 zone, busting around the ball, taken away by Miranda Davis. She picks it up. Nice job of recovering. The steal goes to Davis, and the shot up by Benson. Rebound goes the other way. Ricky Hall, the second leading scorer, freshman for the Knoxville Panthers. Hawkshead with the ball up top. Cross court pass to Cunningham. Cunningham looks back up top. Linger drives. Now to Hawkshead on the perimeter on the near side. Now back out to the top of the key to Linger down the far corner. Long shot by Cunningham. No good. Rebound goes to Davis. Davis puts the ball on the ground and then tries to get it to Benson. Benson has it on the far side. Dribbles behind her back and takes it across the mid-court stripe. Grismore gets away with a little bit of travel. And the Fuse back out. Now around the perimeter. Ball up top. Over to Davis on the far side. He passes back down. Sheraton moving the ball, looking for the good shot into Davis. She's going to drive and she'll be fouled. Calling for the travel.
Just reset it here real quick, Mark, because we had to run through the starting lineups real quick. We got Showers, Grismore, Davis, Binks, and Hughes on the court right now for Sheraton. And Cunningham, Hawkshead, Linger, Carter, Hall on the court for the Panthers.
Here comes Hawkshead with the ball. She's a tall girl for being such a good ball handler. Now up top, now Hawkshead head on the far side. They skip that across the Cunningham, shot up, blocked by Fuse. Gets the ball to Grismore. And with Grismore crosses midcourt and makes the pass to Davis, who loses the handle out of bounds. 6:21 left to play here in the first quarter. No score in our game.
Two turnovers and three possessions for the Chargers. Just got to take better care of the basketball. Looks like they might be able to take advantage of Hughes' height down low a little bit if they get here on the block with the basketball. We've got a Whipple official's timeout here. Not sure if they're checking the clock, possibly.
Not sure exactly.
Going to inbound the ball back to Sanders. Sheridan's in a 2-3 zone to start the game, Mark.
Langer with the ball. Now it's down in the corner. And she loses the handle and goes over to the Chargers. Davis will inbound the ball. Full court press now by the Panthers. Davis over to Bankston. She puts it on the ground, takes it in the middle, and now over to the near side to Grismore. Sheridan drives now. Brandon Davis all the way up and in. And so the Sheridan Chargers draw the first blood, 2-0 with 5:44 left to play in the first quarter. Skip pass over to Cunningham. Cunningham puts it on the ground. Excuse me, that's Carter. And now Hogshead. Now it's up to Langer. Linker drives back to Hopstead. She drives into Yuki Hall, shots up, and she gets it from the middle of the lane. It's 2-2. 5 minutes and a little more. Left to play. Little court press. Here's more with the ball.
Oh.
And turns it over as the freshman Hopstead makes a nice anticipation and intercepts the ball. 5 minutes now left to play, 2-2 in the first quarter. Hogshead brings it down. Langer with the ball. Back to Hogshead on the perimeter. Skip pass over to Carter. Carter drives. Pass up. They're going to call. Oh, a foul on Showers, and the bucket is good. So, Taylor Carter, the sophomore, will go to the line. Showers has some foul trouble in the last game down in Davis County. Emma Foose has struggled a little bit with that as well.
And number 33 for the free throw gets.
Oh, Hogshead gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Puts it up, loses it. She brings it back down again, and the ball is all over the floor. They get it back to Carter. She drives, and she's going to be fouled by Foose.
Alright, number 33, Katie Cunningham, back in the game for Knoxville.
So Carter will shoot a pair. She just missed her first one. Just a few moments ago. Now here's this one, and this one's up in the net. So that makes it 5-2 with 4:38 left to play. Second shot, Rossabar, chops it back to the rim, rebound with Emma Foose.
Good box stop by Foose there.
Davis brings the ball down. Now centers it up to Bankston. Bankston to Grismore. Grismore, skip pass over to Davis. Davis puts it on the ground, and now it's to Bankston. They set it back up. Trying to get it inside to Showers. Showers shots up. Don't go. And they're going to whistle Showers for her second foul.
Yeah, we're not a good foul this time by Showers. She missed a shot and then got a little frustrated and picked up a quick second foul, so she's going to check out now.
McGee checks in for the Chargers.
That's 3 team fouls on Sheridan so far, just halfway through the first quarter here.
Hogshead puts a little bit too much juice on that one, and it flies out of bounds. The ball will go over to the Chargers. They get the ball down. Chelsea McGee with the ball. She drives. Looks inside, and I can't believe there was a foul on that. They went over Foose's back. She's almost just her back, but the ball was out of bounds and goes to the Panthers. And Foose just got pounded on that one. Speaking of Foose, I see Avery Foose, the all-conference lineman, up in the stands now. Sheridan, or Knoxville with the
ball, hops right up top. She puts the ball on the ground, drops it off to St. Mary's, dribbles it off her foot, and out of bounds, and ball stays with Sheraton. Miranda Davis inbounds the ball to Bankston, now back to Davis. To Griesmore LaFleuse. They do a nice job of breaking the press. Here comes Bankston to Davis, back out to Griesmore. Griesmore, jump shot, 15 feet, no good. Rebound goes to Oxford, and so breaks down the other way. Over to the far side. And that's Kennedy Cunningham, the senior who had come into the game. And now the referees are trying to decide who the ball went off of before it went out of bounds. The ball's going over to the Chargers, and I'll bet that the Knoxville coach isn't real happy about that, as the younger official was overruled by the older official. Foose with the ball as it breaks the press. Now Bankston with the ball to Griesmore. Griesmore on the far side. Foose. Back up top, Tommy Foose. Back to Davis on the perimeter. He draws free throw line, pops it back out. Bankston with the ball. Get better. Better. Davis way out top. Yeah, Meredith Cunningham for Knoxville there committed the cardinal sin. She saved the ball.
Well, she bounced right into her own basket, threw it right to McGee.
Kelsey McGee had a charity study throw. This one's up. 3-5 left to play here in the first quarter.
She'll take that gift because she missed the point-blank layup, but then she got it right back and got fouled. So she gets to shoot the second shot here. Hopefully it makes the second one.
Freshman Alexis Curran in the game for the second one. And we are now also in for the Sheraton Chargers. We are now here. Now moving the ball around. Shots up. That's number 31. Oh, I got to look her up.
Emily Wallace.
The ball is stolen out by Cunningham. Shots up and good. The senior. Stolen by Katie Cunningham, and then the score by Meredith Cunningham, and all of a sudden it's 4-9. Chelsea McGee with the ball inside to Dow. Dow has the ball blocked. No foul called. It's going to go out of bounds. Stay with the Sheraton Chargers.
It looked like a lot of harm there on that play, but no foul called. They call it out of bounds off Knoxville.
The referee right closest to the play was really blocked from that perspective. We actually, even though we're a long way away, had a good perspective on that one.
No, we're up in the balcony.
Right.
You're going to need to stick one referee up in the balcony for a better angle.
Davis with the ball down in the corner to McGee. They get it inside the field. He's fouled. He's in the line. He's in the corner. 146 left to play. 94 is our score. Not so with the lead.
The second team foul on Knoxville.
It should be the third. Should be the third.
Yep. Get that one.
The first one. That makes our score 5-9. 146 left to play in the first. Bill Howes right underneath the basket from the Sheraton newspapers taking pictures. He is a good photographer. We have some of the best pictures in our paper. Second size up. No good. Davis with the rebound for the Chargers. And she has the ball stripped away and no foul. Gonna let him play. She comes, hops in, and she overthrows Steely Carter underneath. I tell you what, this Ashley Hopstead, I really like her, but she's got a lot of strength, especially for a freshman. I really think that now, speaking of freshmen, I'll let her with the ball. Now over to Leah Dow, and she'll be whistled for the walk. So the ball will go back over. Not going to have to play.
Unofficially, I have 7 turnovers for the Chargers. And just almost the end of the first quarter here. But, yeah, just give me a turnover. It's not getting enough shots.
Yeah, that's like an average of 30 turnovers a game if it keeps at that rate.
Yeah.
Not good. Okay. Well, now Ashley Hogshead up to the top.
working it around. Shots up, no good. Suits with the rebound. And almost taken away. Now here comes the Chargers the other way. We get the ball up top as Curran. Now over to Davis on the near side perimeter. Kelsey McGee. Now Curran down in the corner. The ball is slapped away, picked up by Dow. And slapped away again. Which way are they going to go? They're going to send us off Dow. I know everybody's getting tired of me saying this, but I am still waiting, after 14 years of watching Charger basketball, to see some homer refs on the side of the Sheraton Chargers. I've not seen it yet. I mean, you know, we're getting hammered down there, not a call, you know. They slapped the ball out of bounds, that's their ball. And it's, there you go, Kyle Banks intercepts the pass, comes the other way, and she loses the handle. There's turnover number 8.
Another turnover, yeah.
The Sheraton Chargers in the white uniforms with the red letters that say Chargers and the red numbers with silver trim. The black and gold Knoxville Panthers come the other way.
Let your puppy get away from travel there.
Get away from travel.
Got back to double team honor. Gets out of it, though.
Kerry Chambers with the ball up top. They really stop a lot. Long shot is up and good. Taylor Carter, no good. That's the end of the first quarter with our score. Knoxville 9, Jason Fox, Mark Sullivan, Jake Schroeder. Keep it tuned to KIIC, Thunder Country. All the scores, one station.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, "Did you know Circle of Friends can do that?" He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339, or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Our score, 9-5, Sheraton trailing the Knoxville Panthers. Sheraton with the ball up top. Kylie Banks, and now to Davis. She puts it on the ground, and yep, they're going to whistle a foul. And they have up on the board that this is only going to be the third foul, but I have them for four. But
I don't know. I think they might be right, Mark.
I just
had the three myself.
Mr. Canute, are you saying that I would make a mistake?
Just maybe one.
Okay. Well, that was mine for this season.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to be counting.
All right. Alexa Kieran with the ball. Now, Bankston. Bankston really the only three-point threat. Shot up by Davis. Good off the left field. Good off the left shot. Independent. That's the lead to two.
Randers averaging 12 points a game on the year.
Homestead from way downtown. Won't go. Rebound. They let the ball bounce in front of them. Everybody stood there and said, stand up and get the ball and end up with a jump ball. And the ball will stay with Knoxville. Gotta pick up that ball when it comes off the rim, you know, just let it bounce in front of everybody.
Yeah, they just kind of all boxed out well, but nobody grabbed the basketball.
Okay, the shot, pass goes into Ricky Hall. She puts it up off the glass. She misses it, but it's fouled. She'll go to the line, shoot a pair. That should be the fifth foul, maybe the fourth foul. Mark Sheraton. First foul on McGee. Hall misses the first one. Second shot coming from Hall. Up and good. With 7 to Yeah, 3-point lead for Knoxville. Grismore to Chelsea McGee now to Kylie Bankston, who brings it across the timeline, drives, tries to dump it off, and it's taken away. There's the tenth turnover. The right back returns in favor as Davis picks it off. Davis to Grismore, way out on the perimeter, nowhere near the basket. Now Bankston up top to Davis. Davis dribbling 25 feet from the basket straight out. She puts the ball on the ground. She's going to drive, tries to dump it off, and does. The Grismore goes to Davis. Beautiful pass. 9 to 10 point difference. Coming the other way. Here comes Carter. Carter Oxford on the near side. Now back up top to Langer. Langer to Oxford. She's going to look for the shot, no? And this time it's taken away by Bankston. Bankston looking, gets it off. Nice. Should have been an assist to Grismore. She got it off the glass. Knocked out of bounds and it'll stay with the Sheriff's Chargers. 6:19 left to play here in the second quarter in the first half. 9-10, 1-point lead for Knoxville.
The Hawkshill goes out of the game. And she's their leading scorer, and she's getting the score by my count here, Mark. Good job defense than her so far by the Chargers.
Chargers leads the ball inside the Foose, and lead pass just a little bit too much. Bounced out of bounds. Turnover, Bugaboo. I think it's 11.
Yes, I got 7 right in there. Definitely way too many either way.
Trying to get the ball inside the hall. Shots up. No good. Rebound goes to Miranda Davis. Went up high for that one. She heard me complain about it. The ball bouncing on the ground. Bankston with the ball on the far side. And now up top. Not a great pass. A beautiful defense he played. That was by Carter. And they put it away. Then the shot went up by Meredith Cunningham, and she went down hard, but no foul was called that way. So maybe we are starting to get a homer call.
Nice to let the referees see him play a little bit. Sometimes they get a little whistle happy in these games, and it really slows it down.
Now the ball's taken up top. Number 3, long shot, in and out, rebound goes to Poof. That number 3 is Cunningham. Don't have all the girls from Knoxville down yet. Ball slapped away by Melissa Langer of Knoxville, but it'll stay with Sheraton as it goes out of bounds right underneath the, well, off more in the corner underneath the Sheraton basket. Give it to Bankston. She's going to look to get it in. They work it into to Foose underneath, and she puts it up off the back of the rim. Doesn't go. Here comes Hall the other way. Ricky Hall stops, scoots it on back. To Jamie Hunt, now around the corner to Cunningham. Cunningham back to Langer. Langer dribbles it to her right. Back to Hunt. They're trying to get inside the hall. They do. She turns around, jump shot, left foot. Left-handed kind of skyhook on that one.
Yeah, she's got a couple left-handed here. Tough shot to stop, Mark.
Under 5 to play in the first half. 12-9, 3-point lead for Knoxville over Sheraton, and Davis drives. And has the ball taken Linger, and it goes out of bounds and stays with Sheraton. Checking back in, Alexis Curran and Leah Dow.
And actually, slap, and I didn't see, but
we didn't have a great angle on that one. We'll give them that one. They had a better angle than we did on that one. Under 5 to play in the first half. 9-12, 3-point lead for Knoxville over Sheraton. Bringing the ball down, Cunningham closely guarded by Curran. And now to the near side, Chambers with the ball, working in the free throw line to Hall. She misses it, the rebound goes to Cunningham. Cunningham with it on the ground, Langer up at the top of the key. Oh, really tight defense being played by Alexis Curran, and she's whistled for the foul. She's just a little bit too close. Her first 15 foul on the Chargers. Trailing by 3, it will be Knoxville's ball out of bounds with 4.5 minutes to play. Working it inside, he gives it to Hall. She puts it up off the glass. She's got a smooth move. I really like her. She's a freshman.
Yeah, she's got 7 points now, Mark.
Which is about her average.
Yeah, she's averaging about 7 points, you're right.
Curran takes it up to a layup from about 10 feet out. Just misses it off the glass. Oxhead back in the game, and she brings it across the timeline. And now shot. No good. Rebound goes to Chambers of Knoxville. They take it back out, Cunningham. Long shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Chelsea McGee. Going to get it to Alexi Kern. Takes you across the timeline. And now Sheridan with the ball. Down by five. Want to get it back down a little bit. Lead it out with the ball to Alexi Kern. Across to Chelsea McGee. Sheridan yet to take a three-point shot. Got Bankston with the ball. Goes to the baseline and then tries to lead McGee and too much of a lead. And then the exact same thing happens to Knoxville. The ball is picked up by Sheridan and by Leah Dow. Now up front, Chelsea McGee is going to be called for the travel. She had a hard time getting a handle on that. Some of the fans not like that, but I think it was a good call. Hey, write that down. I complimented the refs. Just something I try not to do on a regular basis. Not a habit I want to get into. Meredith Cunningham will bring the ball across big court, being guarded closely by Curran. It's a 2-3 zone defense. Curran with the rebound. And as Curran tries to outlet pass, she's going to be fouled. She's going to be fouled. And it's going to be Hobson. She's going to pick up the her first foul. Yeah, there's only 2 minutes 43 seconds left, and we've only had 9 fouls.
Yeah, that seems like there's been more than that, but there hasn't. They've been letting them play pretty well, unless it's an obvious foul on a shot or something. They're letting them play for the most part.
Davis is fouled as she crosses the big floor line.
I
Meredith.
I mean, that looks like a lot of balls they call a foul.
Meredith's playing now. You know, I was up at the Big Four Classic in Des Moines over the weekend. And there was something like 80 fouls called in two games. They took forever.
Yeah, a couple of that was on the team that time out, the game could take forever.
Now working the ball around, Dow down the corner to McGee. McGee being closely guarded by Hopson. Davis with the ball, now to Dow. Dow to Foose. What I like is they're not putting the ball on the ground. They work it into Curran. McGee has your shot blocked. Picked up by Knoxville. Gary Chambers has it. It's slapped out of bounds by McGee. And McGee did something there where she lost the ball and then got up and played good defense. She didn't get up and make a silly foul.
Yeah.
She got up and played good defense, which you like to see. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Shirts are down by 5, 14-9. Chambers with the ball. Excuse me, Cunningham with the ball. Now they're working it around. Up top, this is Kerry Chambers. Has the ball. Cunningham shot up, no good. Rebound, Hopson, and she'll be fouled by Chelsea McGee, I think.
And they're
going
to get Chelsea over the top of the ball that time, but they're going to go ahead and call it a foul.
No, they call it on Goose.
Did they really?
Oh, come on. That's your second foul.
Wow, they did. Yeah, they went anywhere close to it, I didn't think.
6 fouls. Now on Sheridan, Max will be off in the 40 here. Hopson misses the first shot and entering the game now. Emily Cypher for the Sheridan Chargers. And Sierra Kendall for Knoxville. Misses the shot. The rebound goes to Chelsea McGee. Bankston brings the ball down and gets it to Davis. Davis drives, shots up. No good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with it. It's going to go over to Knoxville. Chelsea McGee knocked it out of the hand. Ball back into the game for Knoxville. That wasn't very long.
Yeah, we were commenting earlier, Mark. If the stats are right by the state stats, neither team a real great outside shooting team. But Sheridan 0-for-13 from 3-point range, and Knoxville two 3-pointers out of 27 attempts. I mean, neither team looks to shoot outside a whole lot tonight.
Cunningham drives and has it blocked, and now coming the other way, Davis with the ball goes coast to coast, brings it down. That gets it to Curran. Curran's going to set it up. She kicks up to the top of the key about 30 feet out from the basket as they set it up again. Davis drives, gets it to McGee. McGee shot up. No good off the back of the rim. Boy, cannot buy a basket. Don't want to be kept under 10 for the first half. And we're under a minute to play. Hogshead with the ball. Try to get it inside. Shot him out. He's going to go over to Sheridan. 46 seconds left to play in the first half. 14-9. 5-point lead for the Panthers.
We've been stuck on 14-9 for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, since sometime in November, I believe. Coming the other way now. Banks is going to drive. Shots up. And this will fall. Not good. 11-14. Now 3-point lead for Knoxville. Sheridan comes back. Good play by Kylie Banks. Looking the ball around. Banks, I believe, is senior. The ball is slapped away by freshman Turin, and freshman Hogshead picks it up and puts up the shot. No good. He gets the ball back, works it inside to Kate Cunningham. She misses the shot. They work it down. Here comes the Chargers, and Alexis Turin has it slapped away, and there's going to be no... What are we going to get? There was no foul on the drive.
It looks like it's going to be an official timeout. Brandon Davis is having a two-mile on his shot.
No. No, they call. Oh, no.
Yeah, they did call a foul on somebody, apparently.
I think they called it on Davis.
Huh.
I missed it. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, they're going to put Davis to the line, apparently. She's in the bonus now, single bonus. 1-1.
Cypher in for Sheridan. Three shots. No good. Rebound goes to McGee. They work out fast. 5 seconds. Curran gets up to Davis. Shots up. Please drop. So our halftime score is Sheridan 11 and Knoxville 14. We'll be back with more. I'm Mark Felderman. And we're hopefully going to have an outside interview, but we will be talking about the messages from the Southern Country.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The Ben Franklin Store in Sheraton is Southern Iowa's hometown source for all your Christmas dreams. Gifts for everyone on your list, whether they've been naughty or nice, available without the long drive, without crowded stores, and without remote parking. Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square, where the owner is always there.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Are you preparing for an upcoming elective surgery such as joint replacement? Are you concerned about how you are going to make all of your outpatient therapy appointments? If so, let Circle of Friends Home Care assist you with your post-surgery rehab, such as physical therapy and wound care. Our experienced staff will come right to your door, allowing you to rehab from the comfort of your own home. Home care services are usually covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call today, toll-free, 866-774-2339 for a free consultation on how Circle of Friends Home Care can help you following your surgery.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Sheridan. And I am joined, happy to be joined by the great boys basketball coach of the Sheridan Chargers, Beth Dooley. 6-1 Sheridan Chargers, coach. 6-1 start. You have to be pretty pleased with that, I would imagine.
Yeah, really excited with the start we've got off to. Probably didn't quite expect the way we were going to start. Probably a little bit fortunate with our schedule. We played a lot of home games early, which with the young team that we have, I think that's been an advantage. Really excited about the start we got off to. Our first six games were really good. We didn't play very good Friday night, and that was our first loss. But you're right, 6-1 overall is a really good start for us.
You mentioned Friday night. Since you mentioned it, I guess you're going to Friday night.
Absolutely.
But, it was a rough one, a 90-point loss to Davis County. It's just my observations. I wasn't there Friday night, unfortunately, but so far during the season, to me, it looks like the team is just playing better deep ball this year, distributing the basketball, making the extra pass. Friday night, did we get away from that, or what would you say happened Friday night?
I think we did a little bit. It's one of those things as a coach, I'm not sure I can put my finger on it. I felt like we were just maybe a step slow all night long. I felt like we didn't make that rotation defensively that we normally do. And to be quite honest, Davis County got hot in the second half, and they were making everything they were throwing in. And we didn't shoot it very well in the second half either. But to be honest, that's probably the easy excuse we could give. But I didn't feel like we played with the same energy and intensity we had through the first six games. I think every loss that you have as a team is a learning experience. I don't know if that was the case. It very well might have been. But it was definitely a loss that we learned from, I hope. And it'll be interesting to see how we respond tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of tonight, here in Knoxville, they're struggling right now. Olympics on the season.
Right, and I know I'm going to sound like a coach right here, but Knoxville's better than their record. They play an extremely, extremely hard schedule early. They've played Centerville, Grinnell, and PCM, three of the best 2A-3A schools in the state, and I literally mean that. I think they played those three games.
Yeah.
So they are better than an 0-6 record. I expect this game to be hard fought throughout, no doubt about it. I think we're going to have to play really, really well. I really mean that we'll have to play well to come out.
It's not like you went to the church branch.
Offensively, they're probably further along than I expected them to be. Both of them offensively are very, very skilled players. There's times where they have some defensive work that they still need to do, but it's not for a lack of effort and it's not for a lack of wanting to be good defenders. That's part of the game. They're still learning. But I guess to answer that question, they're probably further along offensively than I expected them to be as freshmen, and they're coming defensively as well.
What's the one thing you're looking to improve on most tonight, Coach, and also the next week or two before break here?
Defensively, I think we have to get back to that same level of intensity and energy on the defensive end that we started the first six games with. I thought we did a really nice job early in the year battling defensively and making the opposing team take tough shots. And I thought we got away from that a little bit Friday night. That's an area we got to get back to being better defensively. And then offensively, just sharing the basketball. You mentioned it. I thought early on we were really good sharing it, and maybe we weren't quite as good Friday night. So I'm looking to raise that defensive level intensity and play the team basketball offensively.
Just looking at your roster here, too, Carl Williams, I think he's improved tremendously. I don't know if you want to talk about him for a second. It looks like he's been really working on his game.
Great question. Carl's a great story. Carl has worked extremely hard all summer long on his basketball game, and he has come leaps and bounds from his junior year till this year. We have actually played him together some. When the matchup fits, well, I'm absolutely for it. We try to do it when the matchup fits. He has done an excellent job coming off the bench and providing us with some energy in that role coming off the bench. And he's handled it well as a senior. A lot of seniors bummed about the situation he was presented with. He's had a great attitude, and he's a big part of what we're trying to do.
Definitely. Coach, I appreciate the time. Good luck for tonight. Go get
it. Thank you very much.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Rod McLaughlin and all employees of Titan Machinery and Case IH in Oskaloosa would like to wish you and everyone a very Merry Red Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sheraton with the ball. Get the ball to Brandon Davis on the perimeter. Now going, Sheraton going from our left to our right. Right in front of us, Kylie Bankston over to Grismore. Grismore jump shot, 12 feet, no good. Rebound goes to Hawkshead. Hawkshead of Knoxville brings the ball down, crosses the mid-court stripe to the right side, pops it back out. Is Linger looking at it, now back up top. Hawkshead with the ball. Down the corner to Chambers. Cunningham drives, has it blocked by Foose. Coming the other way, Grismore. Grismore drives to the right, and she goes all the way in. She picks up a nice screen. Davis, no good. Rebound goes to Foose. No good. Rebound goes to Cunningham. Now to Hawkshead. She brings it the other way. Hawkshead, cross-court pass. Work it down low. Now back up top. 3 seconds called on the Panthers. The ball will go to the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton down 14-11. 3-point deficit with 6:40 left to play here in the third quarter. Just underway basically in the second half. No score in this half yet. Cunningham throws a pass that's intercepted by Hawkshead. Another turnover for the Chargers. The ball up top. Langer dribbles. Takes it down to Carter. Carter the ball back up top to Langer. They're looking to try to get it inside. It won't go. Picked up, knocked away by Bruce, and picked up by Davis. Davis brings the ball down the floor now. 6:14 left to play in the third quarter. The ball is slapped away by Cunningham. They're out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Sheriff's Chargers. Inbounds the ball to Grismore. She takes a 10-foot jumper. Good! It's 13-14. They at least been cut to one. There's now 6 minutes left to play in the third. Bringing the ball down the floor now. Get the ball to Hawks. Head. A long shot by and drains it. That's Cunningham, but right inside the three-point line. So 16-13. And already the second turnover of the half for the Chargers.
Leading scorer in the first half, Mark, four times for Ricky Hall, 7 points, and Brandon Davis, 4 points.
I can barely hear you. Now working the ball around. And we got a turnover by Maxwell. The ball will go over to Sheraton. We're going to get a foul called on this one. The foul's going to go against Hockstead. I believe that's her second foul. First foul of the half by either team. Davis inbounds the ball to Grismore. Back to Davis. She's going to drive all the way to the hoop. She's not able. Well, she was fouled and it wasn't called. Then Allison Showers fouled the person with the rebound and it wasn't called. The ball goes out of bounds and it stayed with the Sheriff's Chargers. The ball is inbounded and taken away by Taylor Carter, who is immediately fouled by Allison Showers, and I believe that's her third foul. And Allison's one time on the bench after picking up the third foul, and that, you know, this can't happen, Jake. I mean, we just can't have that.
Yeah, we've got three, you know, all are pretty deep fouls, obviously.
Yeah, unnecessary fouls.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Maxwell brings the ball down the floor. Hawkshead drives, pops it back out. Cunningham, long shot, won't go. The rebound goes to Hawkshead. Now to Hall. Takes it back out top. Cunningham. No good. That was a three-point attempt. You know, I think that was the first three-point attempt of the night by either team. But long rebound, a long shot, and side of bounds, and they go over to the Sheriff's Chargers. Davis inbounds the ball to Bankston, and Bankston almost has it picked off. Davis comes after it, and then she tries to hit Grismore with the bounce pass. She thought Grismore was going one way, and Emily went the other. So these two keep taking turnovers. That's four this half. That's four this half. Now, the ball goes down low to Carter, and Goose picks up her third foul. Not what you want to be seeing happen.
Yeah, number three, I'm sure it's about third shower at that three apiece. Still a quarter and a half left to play in the second half here.
This is the first shot of the two shots. 4:40 left to play. You got to turn these up. The second shot is up and good. Okay. And Kylie Bankston has fallen through the travel. So we come back the other way with the Panthers. Moving the ball around. Meredith Cunningham puts the ball on the ground. 2-1-2 zone being played by the Chargers. Drive, no good. The fans wanted Carter to get a foul so she could go to the line, but there was nothing called. They're really letting them play, Jake.
Yeah, they're not going to call a foul tonight. I think they could be calling them every 2 seconds if they want to take a decision.
was Kelce McGee does a nice job of going on the ground with Taylor Carter. You like that kind of hustle. Rebound goes to Sheraton Grismore. She gets it up to Alexis Kern. Kern drives, tries to get it over to Foose. It's intercepted, knocked away by Taylor Carter, and the ball goes out of bounds. And so Sheraton will keep the ball on the Carroll basket. Davis will found it. Up right on the near side of the lane, Sheraton charges. Put on the play. You get it inside. Or rather, the outside to Alexis Kern, top of the 15th quarter there. Cuts the lead to 2, 17-15. Hall with the ball now. She drives. She's going to take a 15-footer. It's going to fall short. Rebound. It's going to go to Grismore Sheraton. Gets it up to Davis. Just a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds.
Davis open on the breakaway there, Mark. It's better a little too far. 15-15. Gets the lead still. Sheraton hanging right in there. He can call the turnovers. The back offense. It's a two-point game. So they're not just a few. They can find two easy buckets underneath.
Exactly. They just need to get hot at this point with, you know, when you get down to the end of the game and it's a two-point game, anybody can get it. Now Chambers with the ball. And she tries to get it inbounds and does the same thing. Leads and drills just a little bit too much. Jamie Hunt can't get to it, so the ball will go to Sheraton. Davis will inbounds the ball. Full court press again by the Knoxville Panthers. They get it back to Davis, who will do just as she should. She threads the middle and then gets it to Grismore. Grismore, off the good. We've got a top line. 17-17 with 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Here comes Knoxville the other way, and we're going to get a timeout called by the Knoxville Panthers. And we'll take a timeout. We're tied it up with 3 minutes left to play. 2:59. Actually, 17-17. Jake Soder. I'm Mark Felderman. Keep it tuned to Thunder Country. All the stores. One station.
Say goodbye to flashy deals you'll regret long after the holidays are over. And hello to getting two U.S. cellular smartphones for the price of one. Like a free 4G LTE Motorola Electrify M when you buy one for just $99.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plans required. New two-year agreements and $30 activation fees may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Buying a new car has never been easier. Craig here with Pella Motors, and I'm excited to announce that our VIP maintenance program continues here at Pella Motors. When you buy a new or qualified pre-owned vehicle, you'll receive over $3,000 worth of oil changes, tires, tire rotations, car washes, nitrogen, and more. That's right, buy your next vehicle here at Pella Motors, and you'll be the proud owner of a VIP maintenance plan worth well over $3,000.
At Pella Motors, where my dad sells for less, period.
We are back at the Charger Dome where we're knotted up at 17. Knoxville with the ball. They're working it around. They take it to the far side. That's Carter with the ball, and the ball is taken away by the Chargers. Grismore has the ball. Gets it to the freshman, Curran. Now up to Davis. Takes his way with the travel. Drives the lane. She'll be fouled at the line.
Mark, if I'm not mistaken,
she made
one.
I think you're right.
Let's hope they take the lead here and then hang on to it.
Shots up. And there's the first lead of the ball game. We'll call that one, Jake. 2:36 left to play.
5 points on the money for Davis now. Looks to be our sixth basis.
Shots up. No good. The rebound goes to Emily Hopstead. Excuse me, Ashley Hopstead. They work the ball down to Wallace. And now down low. And back out to Hopstead. No good. Rebound goes to McGee. And now they work it up to Alexis Kurtz, you're drowned. Also, man, she had a nice shot, and I thought it was wrong. Just a little bit too much fuss on. 2-9 or 9 left to play. Here comes Knoxville the other way. They lose it on a mound. Right there, hit the basket, and the ball was sitting in the charge of it.
Second shot's up, and that's no good either. Hawkshead with the rebound. And she has not scored, but she has done a heck of a job of rebounding. The Taylor Carter goes down hard, and they're going to get Griswold for a foul. Her first foul of the night and the third team foul. Taking the ball in, Hawkshead with the ball. He's a Hall. Shots up. No good. Rebound goes to Showers. Showers tries to give it a foul. It's a foul. Katie Cunningham, the senior, will pick up the foul. Fourth foul on. Fourth foul on the Panthers. Now coming in. End of the third quarter. And we'll be back with more exciting high school basketball right after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
The Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square makes shopping a breeze. It's close to home, convenient parking, right on the Sheraton Square, affordable gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, young or old, male or female, whether they're hard or easy to shop for. And remember, every game, toy, and puzzle is 20% off now through Christmas. Ben Franklin, where you can always find the owners.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, the Albion Blue Demons, and the Sheraton Chargers. Now coming the other, the Sheraton brings it down to our end of the floor, and there's going to be a foul called as Kylie Banks drives. That will be the fifth foul on the guest, Vanessa. Substitute coming in as Taylor Carter will take a seat. Meredith Cunningham. Davis flips the inbounds the ball to McGee. And now to Curran. Trying to get the ball to Showers. And it goes on the ground. And we're going to have a jump ball. It should go to Knoxville. Maxwell will bring the ball down the floor. Meredith Cunningham gets it out to Linger, and she will be fouled by Alexis Curran. She tries to slip the ball away. 14 foul on the Chargers, second on Curran. They bring the ball into Hawkshead. She's going to drive the lane, going to put it up. And no good, and the leading scorer is what? Yet the scorer for Knoxville. The freshman is fouled. Alexis Curran brings the ball down, and she's fouled. That'll be the sixth foul of the Sheriff's Chargers are in the bonus, so she'll go to the line. Shoot 1-1, I believe. That will be after this one. Sheraton has the ball underneath the basket. Allison Showers shot right up. And takes the basket with a 5-point lead for the Chargers, 22-17. So there are two left to play. Bringing the other way is Cunningham. She'll go to the line and she's fouled on the shot. That will be the fifth team foul on Sheraton. Showers picks up her fourth. Meredith Cunningham, the sophomore. Left-handed shooter, good.
2022 football league for Sheraton. Second shot coming. She dribbles the ball, puts the shot up. It's good. 19-22 now. Sheraton still with the lead. The ball is taken away by Knoxville, and we're going to get a foul called on Alexis Curran. And that will be the sixth foul on the Chargers. So Knoxville will also be going to the line after this one. Working the ball in, and the ball is slapped around. Ricky Hall finally comes up with it, puts up the shot, and she's fouled. So Hall will go to the line. I believe she'll be shooting two. Yes, this is on the shot. Hi, Becky. First shot is up and good. Free throws keeping Knoxville in this game. Cuts the lead to two, 22-20. Hall can cut it to one if she hits this one. No good. A rebound. Oh, a rebound by Knoxville by Carter. And it's now a 22-22 game, all knotted up again. Here comes Sheraton the other way. Davis puts up the shot. She'll be fouled. She'll win the line to 2-2. So Knoxville led all the way until 2:36 in the third quarter. Now we got a tie game again. Davis tries to give Sheraton the lead back. She's got two shots to try it. Shots up. No, off the back of the rim. Shouldn't that have been two shots? Well, they must have given her a one-on-one. I don't know why that was a two-shot foul. But the rebound goes. It's a jump ball, and Sheraton will keep the ball. Get the ball to McGee. Out to Bankston. Back into the GM, there's going to be a foul on Hall. He also cut the ball. He will go line to shoot one on it. Another foul on the Panthers. Hall will leave the game with three fouls. I don't know if I would take her out at this point. With 6.5 minutes left to play, only her third foul. 22-22. Chelsea McGee, shot up. Good! Put it right down at the back of the rim. Second free throw. Up off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Knoxville. Chambers has the ball on the far side. Kerry Chambers takes it out, brings it back out. Wearing pretty cool shoes, yellow with gray trim. Work it down inside. Turn around jump shot, no good. Number 51, that's Katie Douglas. Haven't called her name before, I had to look it up. Alexis Kern with the ball, crosses big court, gets it to Emily Grismore. She takes it back out, down low. Tried to work it back inside, and thrown away. I tell you what, Sheraton with something like 21 turnovers so far. And it's just been a real bugaboo and really a problem for the Chargers tonight. They have a one-point lead, but Knoxville has the ball. They get it down low. Shots up. Cunningham, no good. Rebound goes to Alexis Curran. She's off to the races. She's got four Panthers on her, and she puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Meredith Cunningham. Cunningham brings the ball down. Being guarded by Grismore. 2-3 is all by the Chargers. Winger with the ball. Works it inside. Here's a turnaround jump shot. Nice hook shot, rather, by Meredith Cunningham. And the lead goes back to Knoxville with 5 minutes, 5 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. 24-23. Knoxville with the one-point lead. Kern with the ball. Tries to get to Davis, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way, Sherry Chambers. was visits to the bottle was staying with the Knoxville Panthers. 24-23, 4 minutes 50 seconds left to play. We got a whistle, and I don't know what it is, but the Chargers are clapping. Hall picks up her fourth foul just as soon as she comes into the game, and the Chargers are going to take a timeout, or will take a timeout, with the Chargers trailing by one to Knoxville, 23-24. Mark Sullivan and Jake Schroeder. How's the Chargers go? Keep it tuned right here. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, did you know Circle of Friends can do that? He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339, or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Back at the Chargers, y'all. Mark Sullivan with Jake Schroeder. Inbounding the ball to the Chargers. Here comes Emily Brismore. Drives it down. Takes it back out to Davis. Davis, Chargers working around. 4.5 minutes to play. Davis drives. Trailing by one. Shots up. No good, but we're going to get a foul going against Stevie Hunt. And Brismore will be on the line to shoot a pair as it is in the after shooting. Two shots. Try to tie this one up. 24-23. Shots up is good. 24-24. Second shot, Miranda Davis, shot up, good! Davis gives the Sheriff of Chargers the lead again, 25-24, Oxnard with the ball, being guarded by McKinney, full court, man-to-man press. Here we go, 4.5 minutes left to play in this one. This is a tight, tight game. Do you see the three-point shot yet? He's away with the travel, and she's been in the lane for about an hour. Let's go, shot. Like Julie Chambers gives the lead back to Knoxville. Seesaw battle. Here comes Bankston. Takes the other way. Dribbles behind her back and then is assaulted. She hits the ground. The ball goes out of bounds. Stays with Sheridan. I don't know how there wasn't a foul on that one. My wife says I'm a homer. Ball goes out of bounds. Sheridan with the ball. 4 minutes even. 4-0-0. Sheridan trailing by one. But they have the ball. Bankston with the ball up top. Now to Davis. Davis looking. Gets it to Foose. Top of the key. Down low to Bankston. Has the ball blocked. And Hopstead comes up with it. Hopstead gets it down low. Cunningham. And the ball goes on the ground. Foose, beautiful job of diving after the ball, but just before she saves it back in, she's on the line, and they'll call it over to Knoxville. Knoxville with the ball and the lead. They try to get it into Hill. Turn around, jump shot, excuse me, Hall. Jump shot, no good. Bankston brings the ball down. Picks up a dribble, gets it on the far side to Davis. Right in front of the student section. Now to Foose. Foose. Put the ball on the ground. She's going to put up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Ricky Hall. And she gets the ball to Ash Galaxy Hothead, and we got a timeout by the Knoxville Panthers with a 1-point lead, 26-25, 3 minutes, 4 seconds left to play. Keep it tuned right here. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
Merry Christmas from Horton Floor Covering in Humiston, Iowa. And may this season bring you the most joyous of holiday spirit and the most joyous of New Year's from Horton Floor Covering in Humiston. Everyone at Red Hall Medical Center and Dr. Sundquist want to send your greetings of the season to everyone. They hope the holidays are full of good cheer and happiness. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Red Hall Medical Center and Dr. Sundquist.
Hi, this is Barry Kelderman, owner of Radio Shack and Hobby Shack in Oskaloosa. We are loaded for Christmas with famous Radio Shack toys and electronic items. The Hobby Shack has a big assortment of remote control planes, helicopters, cars and trucks, and even model trains. Also, we are your music headquarters for guitars, amps, strings and more. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. We have the answers to your questions. Stop in and see us at 1412 Avenue West in Oskaloosa or give us a call at 641-676-4040.
Okay, we are back at Sheraton with a 1-point lead for the Sheraton Chargers, for the Knoxville Panthers, and they have the ball. Under 3 minutes to play. Man, they are not calling very many fouls at all. Hobbshead with the ball. She drives, pops it back out. Langer with the ball. And we're going to get a 3-second call on Meredith Cunningham, and the ball is going to go over to Sheraton with a chance to come back and maybe take the lead on this one. And here comes the Chargers to shoot it up to Benson. She has hammered. She's going to shoot two. That was a borderline of being able to call that one. Say something. Give us a score. I'm plugging back in here, Mark. Hopefully that's a little better. Hello, I had the difficulty. 26-25, Knoxville, Benson at the line. Shooting two, a chance to take the lead here.
Benson's for shot.
Yes. And we got a tie game, 26-26.
Here comes the second shot. If we get these headsets going, we're going to have an interesting interview with you between games.
Hall gets the rebound and Benson misses the second shot. Oxhead comes up with, brings it all down, and I mean, She's 5'10 or so, and just does a really beautiful job of handling the ball. She's just a freshman. She takes, drives it, she misses the shot, but she'll go to the line to shoot two, looking for her first points of the night, Jake.
Yeah, it's unbelievable she hasn't scored yet, Mark. She really hasn't been very aggressive on the offensive end either. Really hasn't looked for a shot tonight. Has a chance to get on the board with two free throws here.
First one is up, and out.
It's one of those nights for her. She can't get anything to fall. That one was in and out.
Was not unlike the entire Sheraton boys team on Friday night. Just can't get them to drop. Second shot is up. She hits this one. First point of the night for Ashley Hawkshead. Bateson brings the ball down, gets it cross court to Davis. She's going to drive. She'll put up the shot. It's not going to go, and the rebound goes to Knoxville.
2 minutes left, Mark. They need to get a defensive stop here, keep this just a one-point game.
With the ball now, Langer. She's double-teamed. They drop it off. Take it out top. Cunningham's going to be hit hard yet. And Meredith says, what? But she hit her pretty good. And so we're going to see Meredith Cunningham come to the line to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, still just a 1-1. Next foul, they'll be in the double bonus. Jared has got to rebound the basketball here on any misses and not want to get second chance opportunities. Knoxville.
Shots up, and it's good. So that's a 2-point lead now for Knoxville. You don't want to get more than that bucket away, especially since we're not exactly a 3-point down.
Yeah, keeping it under 3 is a good idea. It's tough to hit 3-pointers right now.
1:47 left to play. Shots up. He hits the boat. 3-point lead to Knoxville. 29-26. I'm Mark Bowman along with Jake Schroeder, and Alexis Curran has the ball. She takes it cross court to Allison Showers. She can't get the bucket to drop, and the rebound goes to Knoxville. Coming the other way now, the Knoxville Panthers. Hawkins crosses the court. The freshman picks up her dribble, drops it over to Meredith Cunningham. Buck 22 left to play. In the fourth and final stanza of the regular regulation. Okay, as Cunningham drives, she is fouled by Foos, and that may be Foos's fifth foul. Yep, and Emma Foos fouls out, and Coach Sandy calls for a timeout, and we'll take a timeout. 1:12 left to play in this game. Mark Felderman along with Jake Schroeder. 29 for Knoxville, 26 for Sheraton. Back after this. Keep it tuned where all the scores are on one station, KIIB.
Shop locally. Shop Gigi's Accessories. We have lots of unique and fun gifts. Montana West UGG boots, Bath and Body gift baskets. Great deals on everything in the store until Christmas. Gigi's Accessories, 601 North L Street, the old Pella Road in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hope to see you soon.
At this time of year, we are filled with good cheer and hope that the world is bright and merry for you. Everyone at the Alvia Hardee's wants to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May your holiday be filled with the love of family and friends. Merry Christmas.
Mark Felderman and Jake Schroeder back at the Charger Dome, where Meredith Cunningham is going to try to extend the lead of the Knoxville Panthers with 1:12 left to play. The left-handed free throw shooter puts it up and drains it. That was a nice shot. That makes it a 4-point lead for Knoxville, 30-26.
And Cunningham's only a sophomore, Mark. She's got a real nice-looking shot, a real nice arch on it. She makes the second one, makes it a 5-point game. Sheridan has to get a bucket here quick.
I tell you what, Knoxville's going to be in good shape for the next couple years. Their starting lineup, two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior. Bankston with the ball, jump shot. Boom, no good. Rebound was Hoxhead. And she'll be fouled immediately and into the double bonus. Hoxhead will get a chance to pick up her second point of the night. So go down and shoot two. Hawkshead dribbles, puts the shot up, drains this one, and it's a 6-point lead to Knoxville with less than a minute to play. 32-26. Mark Bowden along with Jake Schroeder. We're at the Charger Dome. Sheraton Chargers hosting the Knoxville Panthers. Girls basketball, boys to follow. This is the second shot. McKee with the rebound. Take it to the near side. She's going to drive. And Benson is going to be called for the offensive foul. And as I was saying, Jake, still waiting for the homers. 14 years and counting.
Yeah, I think you're out of luck, man. 35 or 47 seconds left. I have to wait until next game, really.
Inbound the ball to Knoxville. And here comes Cunningham, crosses midcourt. And Kylie Benson fouls her. She goes down hard, and sophomore Meredith Cunningham over the line to shoot two as they are in the double bonus.
Just a one-point game. I believe it's, what, about 2:07 left?
Yep.
And Sheridan just kind of allowed Knoxville to just pull away here. Knoxville sitting their free throws, which you got to hand it to him, Cunningham. Maybe not Jinxter. She makes miss that one, but she hit four in a row, I believe.
This is the first one. The second one is no good as well. And the rebound goes to the Chargers. Dallas Showers is into Curran and now to Davis. Davis looks at the three and drives. We're going to get a foul called here. And no foul loud call for about the first 11 minutes of the game, and all of a sudden everything's going to get called. 30 seconds left to play.
Yeah, they're piling up now.
Two shots, and Church and Austin have got the bonus. Shot up. Won't go off the back of the rim. Just the year he retrieves the ball, gives it back to the referee. This one's up. And this one won't go either. And we're going to get a foul immediately. And this game is going to take a long time to get done if every 3 seconds there's a foul. Now, that one was a foul, and that could have really easily been an intentional foul. Fowler's fouled up, it's a perfect foul. And Emily Grismore checks back into the game. Frustrating night here, especially fourth quarter for the Sheraton Chargers today. Nice run in the third. Hawkshead hits this one. She might get close to her average. She found free throws here at the very end of the game. 33-26 now, 7-point lead for the Panthers. The black and gold are going to probably pull out a win here. Hits the ball. 8-point lead, 34-26. Sheraton brings it down, 3-point attempt. And the Sass are right at the first 3-pointer of the year. We're going to get a foul called on McGee. As Taylor Carter will go to the line with 14 seconds left. 29-34. Knoxville's Meredith. No, excuse me. Taylor Carter will go to the line to shoot two. Double bonus. Chambers getting ready to check in for Knoxville. First shot is no good by Carter. Now she goes to the scorer's bench because if she makes it, it will stop the clock. She missed the rim. Not going to go. So bringing it the other way. Here comes the Chargers. 12 seconds left to play. 29-34. 3-point shot. No good. Rebound by Meredith. By Miranda Davis. Puts it up and it's 31-34. We need a foul. But there's no time left on the clock. And that's the end of the game. Our final score. The Knoxville Panthers 34 and the Sheraton Chargers 31. We will be back with more basketball. We got boys basketball in a little bit. I'm hoping to get a chance to have a halftime interview. Turnovers, name of the game. Sheraton, which is way too many turnovers. Close shooting by both teams. And our final score, Sheraton falls to Knoxville, 34-31. Mark Felderman and Jake Shorter will be back with more basketball after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
During the Christmas season, we all remember the days gone by, and the people at Russell Regional Livestock want to thank their faithful customers for their patronage during this past year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Russell Regional Livestock.
All of us at Screen Tech in Sheraton wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for making 2011 a prosperous year. We look forward to serving you in 2012 with our custom screen printing, signs, and embroidery.
Are you preparing for an upcoming elective surgery such as joint replacement? Are you concerned about how you are going to make all of your outpatient therapy appointments? If so, let Circle of Friends Home Care assist you with your post-surgery rehab, such as physical therapy and wound care. Our experienced staff will come right to your door, allowing you to rehab from the comfort of your own home. Home care services are usually covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call today, toll-free, 866-774-2339 for a free consultation on how Circle of Friends Home Care can help you following your surgery.
Gardner Collier Jewelry is having a sale. Almost our entire stock of fine jewelry is now on sale, just in time for Christmas. Choose from wedding sets, anniversary rings, diamond and gemstones, set in rings, earrings, and pendants. Also, Pulsar and Seiko watches. For an impressive gift for that special person in your life, you can count on Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, Penn Center Mall Oskaloosa, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
If you're having trouble getting your deer, stop by Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East. Happy holidays from Jim and Kevin at Bluff Creek Archery.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Everyone at Harold's Trailer Sales in Indianola wish you the joys of the season. May you have the gladness of Christmas, which is hope, the spirit of Christmas, which is peace, and the heart of Christmas, which is love. Best wishes for a happy new year.
The Ben Franklin Store in Sheraton is Southern Iowa's hometown source for all your Christmas dreams. Gifts for everyone on your list, whether they've been naughty or nice. Available without the long drive, without crowded stores, and without remote parking. Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square, where the owner is always there.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Hey, welcome back. We have Steve Bunch, the general manager of Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, on the line with us. And Steve, it sounds like you have brought in a couple of nice trades.
We sure have. We've just taken in a 1998 Ford Ranger pickup and a 2002 Chevrolet Malibu. Both of them local trades. Come on out to Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville and see us today.
That's Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville, your sales, service, and body shop experts.
Hi, this is Barry Kelderman, owner of Radio Shack and Hobby Shack in Oskaloosa. We are loaded for Christmas with famous Radio Shack toys and electronic items. The Hobby Shack has a big assortment of remote control planes, helicopters, cars and trucks, and even model trains. Also, we are your music headquarters for guitars, amps, strings, and more. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. We have the answers to your questions. Stop in and see us at 1412 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or call us at 641-676-4040.
I am Dustin Dowdy, owner of Double D Repair. I recently opened a shop 7 miles southeast of Albia on County Road H-51. I work on all types of farm and construction equipment and have a full machine shop specializing in line boring and bore welding. I've been in the machine shop and mechanic field for over 15 years and have the experience and suppliers of aftermarket parts to make your repairs quick and less expensive than going to a dealership. Call me at 641-777-6754. That's Double D Repair. South of Albion.
Okay, this is Mark Felderman at the Charger Dome, and I'm joined with a special guest here at the halftime, Avery Booth. And Avery, you had quite a season. The Drake Bulldogs, you played for the Drake Bulldogs football team. You were the captain of the football team. Second year in a row, Shorty Charger was led as captain. And you also made the all-conference with the Pioneer League, and you're also champions of the Pioneer League. Tell us about this season. What has this season meant to you?
This season has meant the world to me. I came back for an extra semester specifically to come back and repeat and do another championship. We were the second time in Drake history, I think, for any sport, and the last time it happened was 37 years ago, where any team won back-to-back championships, so it was definitely very special, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, not only to be a part of it, to be an all-conference lineman in a really tough conference. The Pioneer League is kind of a unique league in that, well, tell us how it's unique.
It's very unique in the way that we determine champions and just how spread out it is. I mean, every year, if we're not going to the East Coast for a game in the last week of the season, we're going to the West Coast. You know, we're either playing Jacksonville or we're playing San Diego or we're going to North Carolina or New York. I mean, it's spread out all over the place. So the amount of travel and the different kinds of flavors of football you see from each different team, it's quite different in there. It makes it more difficult to prepare for that, too.
You mentioned Jacksonville, you mentioned the University of San Diego, Paris, and New York. Who else are some of the big teams in the Pioneer League?
So there's those three you mentioned, or four you mentioned, and then there's also Butler out of Indiana, Florida State in Kentucky. There's, Campbell and Davidson in North Carolina. And then next season, they're also adding Mercer and Stetson College, which are, I think, are in Florida and Georgia.
One of the things that's really interesting, too, is the fact that this teams in the Pioneer League don't get a scholarship, athletic scholarship.
Right. Yeah, none of the teams for football in the Pioneer League get scholarship.
It's been an incredible season. As we said, you had to repeat on the season. You were unhappy.
I think the highlight was the game against Marist at home in the middle of the season. We were down 24 points at the end of the third quarter, came back and won in overtime. We were losing 3-27, came back, brought it to overtime, and then scored first, and my fellow captain and roommate, Tyler Moorhead, is also first-team All-Conference. He made the last play of the fourth down. They were going in. He gets around the end and makes a sack for the game-winning play. So I think that was definitely the highlight of my season.
So, Avery, did you graduate then at this point?
I did last Saturday, actually. I did.
Congratulations. What's the plan?
Currently, med school applications are up in the air. I'm waiting to hear back on that. I don't really have anything tacked down, so I'm still kind of looking around.
One of the things that I find really amazing about Drake is that the athletes are, as a general rule, among the best students at the university.
I mean, I can say that for some of us. Our team this year was six players on the first team academic conference list and three academic All-Americans. So I think that's something to set for our program and our university.
It really is. Well, congratulations on a great career as a great football and a great career as a Sheridan Charger. And Sheridan and all of us could be more proud of us, I'm sure no matter what. So congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Every source of the Sheridan Chargers and the great football, all conference football player. Well, we got a question. Why is this call from the Chargers Hall? After the Super Team here at Mark Bilderman, all the stores lost this year, the game on the other team.
The joys of this Christmas season surround us, and we at Gosh, Good Old Smokehouse, Smoke Barbecue and Smokehouse in Sheraton would like to wish all of our friends and customers a Merry Christmas and a joyous New Year.
It is the season to be busy, but everyone at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia are never too busy to pause and say thank you to their customers and friends. Happy holidays to all from Jim and Charlie's in Albia.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000-square-foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
The Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square makes shopping a breeze. It's close to home, convenient parking, right on the Sheraton Square, affordable gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, young or old, male or female, whether they're hard or easy to shop for. And remember, every game, toy, and puzzle is 20% off now through Christmas. Ben Franklin, where you can always find the owners.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, "Did you know Circle of Friends can do that?" He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339, or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.